The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to review lower court rulings on gay marriage, the historic decision expected by the end of June. 36 states and the District of Columbia have legalized gay marriage, either by referendum, by state legislative action, or on orders from a state court or lower federal court. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us. Nina, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
The word historic is, I think, unavoidable here.
Yeah.
This has the look and feel of a landmark decision in the making, doesn't it?
Well, the Supreme Court of the United States is either going to say gay marriage is legal in the whole country or not, and there's no way to say that isn't historic.
Now, the court indicated on Friday that it'll entertain arguments on just two questions. What are they?
Well, first, whether the bans on gay marriage are constitutional. And second, if they are constitutional, whether those states must nonetheless recognize gay marriages that are legally performed in other states. For example, some of the plaintiffs from Ohio are gay couples legally married in other states who've adopted a child from Ohio. But Ohio won't give them a certificate of adoption with both the names of the parents on it. And that in itself has lots of legal consequences for a child in school, in the hospital, or for the parents if one parent dies. So those are some of the questions that are coming before the court.
What about some of the other people who've been challenging the bans in Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, Kentucky? Who are they?
Well, suffice to say they're all poster children for the cause, the most upstanding citizens asking the court to ban what they see as unjustified discrimination against them. There are widowers legally married in other states, for instance, who can't get Ohio to list them as the surviving spouse on their mate's death certificate. In Michigan, there are a couple of women who've adopted three children with disabilities. They're nurses who do 12-hour shifts and alternate them so they can care for these kids. They care for foster children, too, but they can't be both listed as the parents of their adopted children.
Nina, looking ahead to the end of June, do you have any idea where the votes may fall on this?
Well, Justice Anthony Kennedy has been the linchpin of the court's decisions on gay rights. He's written three important decisions changing the status quo to favor gay rights, the last of these less than 2 years ago by a 5-4 vote, struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which, as you may recall, denied federal tax and other benefits to gay couples who were married in states where those unions were legal. And Kennedy's now 78 years old. He's almost certainly the deciding vote in this case, too, though I have to say, Scott, it wouldn't surprise me if the Chief Justice, who's dissented before, might decide that he doesn't want to be on what some would surely call the wrong side of history. On the other hand, if the case goes the other way, it'll be because of Justice Kennedy's great respect for marriage as a matter for states to deal with and not for the federal government to deal with.
Is there a political angle for all this? We are, after all, coming up on 2016.
Well, I think just about every Republican political poll would tell you privately that if the court rules in favor of gay marriage, it's a gift to the Republican Party because it's no longer an issue that divides the party along generational lines. Instead, the court would be the moving force, and the candidates then can move on to other issues.
NPR's Nina Totenberg, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.